Blog Talk Radio.
I know you got your crumpets together because it's time to dish tea, and you're dishing tea, darlings, with Big Meech. Hey, What's going on, babies? Child, it's gloom and doom up in here today. Over here in Atlanta, we got clouds and clouds and more clouds. Child, it was 85 yesterday. It's 55 today. So, you know, we're starting to go into a cold front, but that's quite okay because, yeah, it rained earlier and it's supposed to rain some more, but we need the rain because they're talking about we're sort of a drought and this, that, and the other. So that there's what's happening down here in the old ATL for those of you who wonder how hot it is in Hotlanta. Well, it ain't all that hot today. What about you? What's going on in your neck of the woods, honey? Y'all know what today is. It's Wednesday, and this is a Don't Come Out of a Bag Wednesday. And today, you are the host, darling. Yes. Whatever is on your mind, whatever you feel like talking about, whatever you feel like expressing, today is the day to do it, honey. If you feel like you want to talk, I encourage you to call in at 347-205-9183. Again, that's 347-205-9183. Call on in, and honey, hit the number one. It'll raise your hand up on my call queue so I know you have something to say. And honey, we'll talk this thing out, and I'll let you have the floor, honey. You could talk, you could do whatever, but just remember now, if you come out of a bag, be expecting the consequences of coming out of a bag. You hear what I say? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So, understanding all of that. So, yeah, I got a few topics today that I'm going to be talking about. It's going to be a soapbox day for me. A soapbox day for me. So I feel like the town crier right about now in the center of the village. Standing on my big old wooden soapbox, and may I have your attention, please? You know, friends, Roman countrymen, lend me your ear. Okay, I'm kind of in that mode today because the things that are on my mind right now are relatively recent in today's current affairs. Okay, And before I get into all of that, let me make sure you all understand, honey. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, show ideas, show topics, guests that you would like to see to come on the show, or if you think you are a potential guest, please feel free to go to www.dishingtea.com. That's right, www.dishingtea.com, and make all of your comments and things known there. Just go to the Contact Me section. And give me everything that you need to know about that there. If you have Dear Meats letters, honey, I'm always willing to give a couple of those and to give advice and to share what wisdom I have and experience that I have over the years. I would love to give you my point of view, and note it is my point of view. It is not necessarily the gospel, but it's my gospel. We'll go from there. So you take what you need from it. If there's anything, pull from it, apply it. And then move forward. If there's nothing there, then okay, you know. Yeah, just an opinion. Everybody has one, you know, that kind of thing. If you are at work or, you know, you have children or anything around you, I do have to say my disclaimer right here that this show is for mature audiences, and the language and or subject matters may not be and are not appropriate for children or anyone who is not mature to handle the subject matter. So your listening discretion is advised. I'm going to repeat that and say that this show is for mature audiences, and the subject matters and the language you may hear are not appropriate for children and those who are not mature to handle the subject matters. So your listening discretion is advised. And I say that because y'all know I have a potty mouth. I make no excuses for it. I don't know what bag I'm coming out of. Just know that I'm coming out of one. And I don't need for you to be at work or anything and then come sending me Dear Meats letters saying that I got demoted, because I'm not going to accept them letters from you bitches, because you already know. I done told you. Make sure that you govern yourselves accordingly, that you become respectful. If you're at work, turn your volume down at a respectable level, or put your headphones on if you're allowed to do that, and just make sure that everything is on the up and up, because I will not be held responsible. This is where you come into play. You got me? Okay, and I'm going to say this. Consider yourself warned. Okay, hey, Hot Boy 1800, checking in from the laundry room. Dig it, honey. Okay, dig it. Get the laundry done, which is something I need to do, too. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, got a bust. See, I'm on a soapbox. See, okay, how about it? Get it. So, yeah, that there is that. And now, before I get started, let me do this, because I think I'm going to take the Don Cornelius approach. You know how Soul Train come on, he say, what's going on? And then he say, okay, we'll be right back after some of these important messages. So let me do that. I'm going to do a couple announcements, a couple important messages, and then I'll come back and give you the topics that are on my mind, okay? So we're going to start with
the Big Brothers Network. Yeah, men of color, men of size. The Big Brothers Network was created to celebrate the larger man of color and those who admire him. We intend to promote a positive self-image within our community and the mainstream population. Our goal is to embrace our differences, to inspire self-love, and increase camaraderie through positive brotherly interactions. We intend to accomplish these goals through the BBN magazine, local and national events, and networking forums. For more information or to catch the latest copy of the BBN magazine, please go to www.bigbrothersnetwork.com. That's www.bigbrothersnetwork.com. The Big Brothers Network, men of color, men of size. Egypt, Vidal, Couture, Egypt, Vidal, Couture. Enjoy high fashion with luxurious twist. Step into the future with fresh, innovative couture. Designed by Miss Michi DeVale. Michi DeVale. For more information, contact Michi at 313-996-9807. 313-996-9807. Or go to Facebook and go to facebook.com/MichiDeVale. That's MichiDeVale. Michi DeVale. Eachum Vidal Couture. Wine Productions, music to lighten your spirits and lift your soul, specializing in gospel, house, and inspirational dance music production. For all of your Christian or church social needs, contact Paris Hester, he's the CEO, at 646-243-9396. That's 646-243-9396. Or email at paris42268@yahoo.com. That's paris42268@yahoo.com. Parisian Wine Productions.
All right, and we're back. In case you're just tuning in, honey, thank you for coming on in. You are listening to today's broadcast, honey, is Don't Come Out of a Bag Wednesday, honey, to where today is you are the host. This is a free-for-all, honey. Whatever is on your mind, whatever has been plaguing your spirit, whatever it is you wish to get up off your chest, feel free to do so by calling in at 347-205-9183. Again, that's 347-205-9183. I'll be more than happy to sit down and talk with you. Now, just remember, though, if you decided you want to come out of the bag, then just understand what the consequences are of that. You understand what I'm saying? All right. Yes, 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 yes. So this is going to be all wonderful, cute, and lovely, and all of those kinds of things. So since I'm on my soapbox, let me give you the topics that are on my mind. Now, if you choose to want to chime in on these, you can. But like I said, if you have your own, feel free to. Now, the first thing that is on my mind, you know, with all this presidential talk and this Republican and Tea Party and this, that, and the other, here's the thing that is really fucking with me. And that's this Herman Cain character, okay? My question to you is he a modern-day token for the Republican and or the Tea Party, or is he just a plain old nut, okay? I have been listening to him, and yes, he's very compassionate. Yes, he's very oratorical. Yes, he is a good orator, okay, as far as, you know, dealing with the mass and this, that, and that. He's a radio talk show host. That's what he does. That's part of entertainment, okay? So he knows how to get an audience going. He knows, you know, the right inflictions, the right inflections, the right words to say to get a crowd going. But some of his rhetoric has just been putting folks, at least me, you know, at bay. And I'm really, really, really not digging this cat. And then, too, the way how everything is being presented, I'm starting to feel as though he's in this race to dumb down black folks. And I'm sorry to throw the race card like that, but it feels that way to me. Because say that he gets the Republican nomination, okay, then it's going to be the whole thing of splitting the black vote, quote-unquote, you know, and for those who are upset with not getting the black man hookup, you know, from Obama, then they're going to want to go to Herman Cain and vote for him and this, that, and the other. And it's just starting to seem as though this is what is going on. I have heard folks say, or I have read a comment in one of my Facebook groups, that they feel as though that Herman is, you know, on point, he's on fire, he's a go-getter, he's a this and he's a that. But, child, this man is sitting up here quoting lyrics. They just said that one of the quotes that he just did was from a Donna Summer track. You know, you quoting song lyrics. They done found a quote where he's sitting up here quoting Pokemon. You know, the cartoon, you know. You know, I'm like, he done quoted Pokemon. Are you serious? And yes, you know, they're like, okay, this is what it is. But and I'm at a loss for words, you know, with this particular man. So what's your thought on this? You know, is he somebody who is a real contender for the presidency? Or is he somebody with a big mouth, you know, who has savvy and is personable? Because Barbara Walters said that on The View, you know, he's very charismatic and this, that, and the other, and can really, really, he's very likable with the people and, you know, blah, blah, blah. Or is he just someone who is being orchestrated up in here to be the next token? Now, I've had somebody say that they felt that Obama was the token, because, you know, they got him up in there, and so now a lot of the Caucasian Republicans and carrying on have just been pulling his little strings and telling him what to do, and I beg to differ. I don't think he was a token. I think he was a scapegoat, which is a completely different thing. I think that, you know, we got him in there, but at the sake of wanting to prove that a black man cannot run this country, they have tied his hands on everything that he put in his campaign promises. Now, Obama has done a lot. I wish I had pulled that up We have circulated that on Facebook about all the list of accomplishments that he's done. But I will say this. On his watch, we done killed all the goddamn terrorists. Now, we done went and got Bin Laden's ass, and we got this other fucker. And we done said that got the snipers, that was the pirates and stuff. That was on Obama's watch. All the other goddamn presidents didn't do that. Obama's watch did that. Okay? So, with saying all that, that there, you know, I'm just at odds with all of that because here we are at Elizabeth Hasselbeck. You know, that bitch just roused my nerve on The View. And, you know, she was sitting up there going through her little spiel about, you know, he's sitting up here campaigning and doing this and doing that. And I'm not understanding, you know, what the hell is going on. So I'm like, child, no. You know, you want to sit up here and say all that because you are upset or disappointed. And I still have yet to hear anybody come up with an alternative plan. Everybody keeps saying that his shit is wrong and it ain't going to work, but nobody has said what will. Nobody has said that. They keep saying that they have one. They keep saying, well, we can show you. They ain't said shit. They have not presented anything. They have not come up with anything. And every time he said, let's come to the damn table, then we get this old rigmarole and carrying on. Then they say that he's sitting up there, this, and he said, I'm sick of all of that. I'm so sick of them fucking with my president. I don't know what to do. You know, and then we got this fool of a man coming up here and just sounding as if he is, you know, he just sounds like the token. Those are my personal opinions right now. They may change as we get to know this man because I don't know him. I'm just going by what I'm hearing of him, and it's starting to feel that way to me. It feels that way. And so I'm actually astro projecting the thought of the debate coming up next year, should he get the Republican nomination to be the forerunner for the presidency of the United States. Imagine, though, what those debates are going to be like, because you got this strong, savvy businessman. You got my president, who is a strong, savvy lawyer. Both of them, if you pay attention, all the things that they said about Kane, they said the same things about Obama, about his, you know, he's suave, he's cool, he's level-headed, he's very likable, he's very personable with everyone, he knows how to speak the language of the people. They said all of that when he was Senator Obama, when he was running. Okay? So what's your thoughts on that, honey? Somebody talk to me. Okay? That's my first thing. That's the first thing. The second point that I have on my mind today, and y'all may not like me for this one, okay? But I can't think of the girl's name, but there's a 14-year-old girl who has now become a Twitter celebrity, okay? Now, she had been orally servicing some of her classmates, or however this goes, okay? And the boys ended up recording it, okay? They videotaped it, and naturally, they end up sharing the fucking tape, okay? It done went global on, what was it? I think it went Twitter, and I think they put it up on their Facebook or somewhere else that they put it. And it went global, or viral, as they call it. And afterwards, you know, it's been stricken down or whatever. But now, what these folks are saying now is that everyone who shared it and sent it and this, that, and the other can now be liable for spreading child pornography. Okay? Now, where I think you're going to get upset with me with is this, and I really don't care because I remember back when I was 14. A young, precocious, budding, gay adolescent, okay? Understanding that my hormones were beginning to bud and rage, and when I understood exactly what sex was, now mind you, I am one who had been sexually active a lot younger than most folks because I got turned up by my babysitter at 8, and this, that, and the third, so by 8 years old, I am fully engaging in sex, okay? Penetration, oral, I'm fully engaged in sex, so I know what sex is. At 14, of course, I perfected it. So I know what I'm doing. I know how to scheme. I know how to this. I know how to that to get what I wanted. And I knew what I wanted. That was then. You talk it back in 84. Kids today, number one, society has changed so much to where children today are exposed to so much so quickly, so rapidly, and they are growing at a faster rate than what I did, to where you cannot tell me that a 14-year-old does not know the consequences of their actions. Because in this day and age, it's all about getting your freak card, okay? Everything now is how big of a freak you can be. And this, that, we know teenage pregnancy has always been there, so they know what fucking is, okay? They know what that is. Because the girls are still getting pregnant, the boys are still penetrating. They know what that is. I wish that the laws would look at that from another angle, because they're giving these kids too much onus on this and not enough responsibility. You're acting as if these 14, 13-year-old kids don't know shit, and that's a lie. That is a calculated lie, because kids nowadays know that they know enough to where if you give them a whooping, they know how to call protective services because it's child abuse. They know what sex is because everything about this culture is all sexually driven. They know the difference between penetration and oral sex. They know the difference between pregnancy and non-pregnancy. They know that these days. And you're not going to tell me that it's, oh, this is, and everybody's telling me, oh, this is such a shame. She didn't know what she was doing. Yes, the fuck she did. She knew they were videotaping. She knew it was going to go out, and it's, and you can't tell me these kids don't know, and they got all these goddamn camera phones and cameras. You cannot tell me these kids do not know that. You're not going to sit there and convince me that kids don't know what the hell they're doing when it comes down to shit like this. You ain't going to give me that. Now, understandably, was she coerced? Was she whatever? That there remains debatable because we don't know all the specifics on that. But as far as them knowing what's going on, and as far as these charges of child pornography and this, that, and the other, I think they're a little too strict and not putting enough onus on these kids. Now, you may not like me for that. I don't give a damn. Because right now, in the society that we live in, for those of you who are in my age bracket and in my generation gap, what we would call freaks, we would call the outsiders. We were the dregs of society. Didn't nobody want to be bothered with us. You were a freak of nature. You are not normal. In this day and age, to get your freak card means that you are acceptable. If you're not a freak, you ain't in the club. And now, sex now. Just like I was saying this at work, at the donut job, factory job. You know, back in the day, when we had that promiscuous person in school, and let's see, in eighth grade, her name was Joanne. Joanne was, she was shaped beautifully. She was developed nicely, developed early for her age, but Joanne was the hoe of the school, and everybody knew it. Joanne got caught fucking and sucking in that damn back. She got on the steps, under the steps, in the gym. Everywhere. Joanne got caught in all these different places. Okay? Every boy who was budding into coming, wanting to be a man, knew that if they wanted a good piece, they know to go get it from Joanne. Why? Because she was the one putting out. Okay? We knew that then. So now this whole thing with the internet and the camera phones, and this is the same thing. Now we're just in a technological age where it is now in your face and it's more blatant, it's more everything. Okay? And so what do you do? What do you do, and how do you get these kids responsible? A lot of folks want to say, well, you know, they're young and they don't understand all the ramifications. Yes, they do. These kids are coming up in a technological age where they know to click a button and it goes on the internet, and they know what going viral means. They do it all the time. That's why they post the shit. You see them posting up these fights and carrying on so it could go viral and carrying on so they could get all these folks to see what done happened. They know what they're doing. So what do you do about it is the question. What do you do? How do you get these kids to understand and to keep their integrity together? How do you do it? because most of their role models are carrying on are not supporting that. Most of their parents are probably young as they are and still trying to get their swerve and they freak out in their face. How about that? Okay. Look at the food and the stuff now. When I was coming up, I was one of the exceptional children where I developed quickly. I was always tall. I was always big for my age. And I was considered to be the anomaly of the group. Okay? Ooh, look at this. You know, when I had to pay full bus fare at 5 years old. Okay, because I was that tall at five. Okay? So now, that was then. You talking about now with this food, with all the hormones and stuff in the food and all this stuff in the food, to where a 9-year-old looks like a 17-year-old? Develop and starting her menstrual cycle. And, of course, you know, the parents now, they're not in the home 24-7 because they got to work, so she done learned how to put her makeup on and carry on. So don't add that factor in. She got her hair done, her lashes, her mani, her pedi, to where the 16-year-old looking like she 20-fucking-5. Okay? All she know is she getting attention, and now she want her freak card. So she could say she could handle it. I'm a bad bitch. Yeah, I could get this. I could do that. Really? Okay. So now what? What do we do, children? What do we do? Where is it? Where's the responsibility in it? Somebody talk to me. 347-205-9183. 347-205-9183. Let me play that. I'm going to take a break right now. I'm going to go right here. Listen to this song for me, honey. Listen.
Hey! 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 Hey!
I've been called so many things. Been called a diva, gold digger. Some say I'm just plain me. How people think they know me.
That's that girl with R. Kelly.
Hey, she's back to Kanye.
Why do they feel they need to label me when half of them don't even know my name? And half of them don't even know that I sing. Well, then let me just like you and just who I be.
If you're gonna keep calling me all of my name, then you better come correct with how you're labeling me.
Call me Gucci,
call me Prada,
call me Christian Louboutin.
Yeah, I'm a nothing bad kid to you. It's
like
back. That was Selena Johnson's latest, honey. That's off her latest CD, Chapter 5, Underrated. That one was called Label Me, honey. I felt that because when we were talking about this 14-year-old situation, you know, a lot of the labels and stuff that come up with that. And, you know, what she has been going through recently, and I want to stress this point because I'm just not going to single her out. Because she didn't do it by her damn self. And them knucklehead-ass boys that knew what they were doing, too. Because it's the boys that put the damn film up on the damn thing. See? So, where is the responsibility? Now, I'm sitting over here in the studio, and Lil Meech and I, you know, she's disagreeing with me to a point. And she's saying that I'm not being fair because of... You know, not understand, you know, that their minds are probably not developed. And I'm not buying that as an answer because they know enough to put the damn camera on. They know what videos are. They know what all this is, particularly at this age when you are junior high school kids. Now, you may not understand all of the ramifications of your actions, but you know exactly what the hell it is that you're doing. Now, me says that she feels that the solution is, you know, since you want to do adult shit, you have to pay adult consequences. So that there is the solution. You know? And I agree. You know, I think that part of the problem is that when we don't stress what all of the consequences are for folks, then they don't get it. I really think that they're not understanding what's going on. I really think that they somehow or another, some of them still believe that because they're underage that the crime is not, the penalty is not going to be that severe. Kind of like the whole dope world, you know, when they used to tell that to kids and how they sucked in kids to be the deliverers of carrying on. Well, because he underage, he ain't going to serve no time and blah, 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 blah. I think a lot of folks are still sucked in that kind of mentality and it's reflecting upon the culture. So, that there is something else. And see, I want to get to those boys in particular because, see, one of the things about a male child and sex is the whole idea of the conquest. And so one of the things that I know to be a truth in male biology is that we want bragging rights. And anytime we can sit up there and brag about it, got a notch on our belt or whatever, we want to show it off to all our friends and this, that, and the other. Plus, if you don't find a good hot one, you want to hook your boy up. So in this particular case, you know, for them to okay, it's one thing that they've done it. It's another thing for them to go down and to do what they did as far as broadcasting it everywhere, you know, in the hopes of ruining someone's reputation, in the hopes of creating one or whatever the thought behind it was. So that's where we are with that. No, I think that all of that needs to be looked at. You know, if you remember back in the day, and it still goes on, when we have children that come up and want to scream sexual harassment against teachers because they're manipulating that, telling us that when the teacher did this because they were flunking me and failing me and carrying on, that becomes an orchestrated thing, and those were teenagers. Now, you're not going to tell me that mental, you know, the whole mental idea behind orchestrating shit like that they don't know what they're doing. I'm having a hard time believing that because the orchestration is too well thought out for them to say they don't know what they're doing. You know what I'm saying? So now another point that was brought up was, you know, what if this child is reacting because they were molested and this is what was a part of her norm? You know, maybe this is all out of reaction because of molestation or whatever. But that becomes a whole separate case because now we got to look at the mental breakdown of all of this because there's counseling that needs to be involved. We have to, you know, all of that pinpointing what all of that is, if that's the case. Now, I will say this, if the child knows that oral sex is the thing to do at 14, she's been exposed to it somewhere, whether it was on the computer, in the movies, at home, in her surroundings, somebody talking about it, the exposure was there somewhere. Because at 14, a normal 14-year-old, or let me not say normal, but those who have not been exposed to those kinds of vices would not have that kind of thing on their mind at 14. You know, you're barely understanding what your body does. You don't even know how to pee straight, you know? So, yeah. That there is the second thing that was on my mind. Here is the third thing. What the hell is this? I'm going to read this to you because it really has tripped me out. This started off, there was a young teenage girl who went missing back July 4th, okay? She was found this past Saturday. However, when they found her, they had uncovered a whole new world of a crime, okay? What has happened is that this 14, 15-year-old girl had been kidnapped from Florida. She was found in Philadelphia, and when they found her, they found four adult people who were all mentally challenged. They had the mindset of being 10 years old that were kidnapped from their prospective places, and they had had their Social Security checks wrestled from them because these fuckers was taking their checks. Now, according to the news yesterday, it was one particular cat that was with them that had been missing for 11 years. 11 years. And they found, when they found the girl, they went off and they said they was going through and they had them all in all kinds of squalor. And it was a dungeon-like atmosphere in this basement of this particular place. They describe it as not consumable for humans. You couldn't stand up. They had mattresses everywhere and blankets. They didn't have any food, only a container of orange juice. They said not only was the four adults there, it was three girls and three guys and a woman plus a 14-year-old. They had to share the same small space with three dogs. So now, not only are we dealing with whatever is going on from, you know, you got evacuations and stuff from the body, you know, the human body and the human waste. What about the, you know, the feces and stuff from the dogs and carrying on? Because it's unclear if they were actually caring for them in that particular capacity. Now, according to this particular report from MSNBC, one of the guys, his name is Derwin Lemire. He said that was real dirty of her. That was wrong. One of the victims said Monday, "I escaped one time out of the house that we used to live in of theirs, and I did not get away, so they got me." So he goes on to say that he and two others told the station they had been on the move for about a year with their alleged captors traveling from Texas to Florida to Philadelphia. Philadelphia police identified the other victims Tuesday as 40-year-old Herbert Knowles of Virginia, 29-year-old Tamara Breeden, and 31-year-old Edwin Sanabria, both of Philadelphia. Mac Lemire, the first one I was to dirt when he's 41 and he was from Florida. So now, they said the landlord found the victim Saturday morning after he heard dogs barking in the area. He found the door to the foul-smelling room chained shut. Inside, Turgood Gozlevely, I think that's how we pronounce that, lifted a pile of blankets to find several sets of human eyes staring back at him. One man was chained to the boiler. The victims, a woman and three men, were found in a crawl space that reeked of urine that was too shallow for any human to stand up. There were mattresses and blankets, and the only food found was a container of orange juice. The adults shared that space with three dogs. And they said that they had the mental capacity of 10-year-olds, along with some physical disabilities. Authorities said that one could barely see. Ain't that sad? Ain't that sad? Sad. These folks have been missing all this time. Family don't know where they at. Family don't know what the hell is going on. Families are, how? Please, how did you do that to another human being? Simply because of whatever. Now, here's the ticket. The woman, the one of the women who was the, one of the captors, her name is Linda Watson. Is that right? Let me get back to the story because I switched pages. Linda Ann Weston, that's it. She had been committed before. She was imprisoned before 20 years ago because she starved a man to death, put him in the closet, and starved him to death to take his money. That was 20. Let me get. I want to read that. I want to read that directly so that I'm not misquoting. Yes. Ain't that nothing? Ain't that nothing? Wow. Weston, who was convicted in the starvation death of a man nearly 20 years ago, is being held on $2.5 million bail after her landlord stumbled upon the four adults, all weak and malnourished in dank, foul-smelling boiler rooms on that Saturday. Yeah, so see, the woman did this kind of shit before. Now, she was with her boyfriend, and another guy, Gregory Thomas. Her boyfriend was Eddie, the Reverend Ed Wright. Mm-hmm. And they supposedly they had met online. So child, how do you do this? How? What? What is this? How do you do? How does anyone do anything like this? I'm not understanding. I don't understand it. I don't get it. And it saddens my heart because I just don't understand it. I don't understand. So, all right. That was my third point. Here is the one I think many of us will probably find them just disgusting as well. About 6-7 days ago, here in Georgia, there was a game, okay? Little football game, you know? Little 11 and 12-year-olds playing football. And somehow or another, whatever happened at this game, the parents got pissed, ran out on the field, started beating up and fighting the little 12-year-olds. The parents. You hear me? The parents. They say that according to the police report, several parents ran onto the field and yelled obscenities. A referee who did not want to be identified said at least one person pushed and shoved him and yelled profanities. The adults to the kids told the kids to fight the adult coaches, the ref told the reporter. Parham says that the parents, Parham, this is the one of the coaches that was there, that the parents were getting involved into a physical altercation between the children on the field. One of the parents had the audacity to hold down one of the kids, Marcellius Neal, and try to get his helmet off for his child to jump on him. Do you hear that? You going to hold the baby down to snatch his helmet off so you can instruct your kid to kick his ass? Really? Really? Over a fucking football game? Really? Okay. The little baby, Neil, he's 12 years old. He told the reporter that one of the adults threw his teammate to the ground. He said another parent called him a racial slur. The police has cited the coach. This is in Carrollton County. Carrollton, that's in Carroll County. One of the coaches and two of the Carroll County coaches with disorderly conduct and obscene language. The County Recreational Department said their coach, Danny Shane Helton, was at the game as a spectator because he was serving a suspension for a previous incident. They said Helton would be put on probation for 1 year and not allowed to coach during the remaining of that time. Both teams were suspended for the week, and they could not play. So now, see, here's my thing, because I've watched folks get involved in sports. I have seen people lose their mind. Y'all know during playoff time, y'all have seen the losing team tear up a damn city because their team did not win the sports game or whatever the case may be. Y'all done flipped over cars. Hell, y'all done tore the city up in celebration because the damn thing won. You done flipped over cars, burned up cars, knocked over lampposts and carried on. And then you wonder where your tax money going because we got to replace all that shit. Okay? What was that? Can anybody, somebody, please, somebody come on in here and tell me what the hell is going on? How do you as a parent get that emotional over a game? Are you living vicariously through your child to where you should have been out there on the field instead of him? Why didn't y'all start your own damn league? All the parents of the students or whatever the case may be. That is ridiculously insane. Ridiculously insane. How? How? Your grown ass up against these 12-year-olds. Granted, some of them may have been big as houses, but they 12. They babies. How do you as a grown man consciously make up in your mind that you're finna go out here on this football field to kick his ass because of a player, whatever it was that you disagreed with on the football field? And this is a kid's game, ain't got nothing to do with you. Really? Okay. Yeah. But I'm supposed to be the silly one. I'm the one that just running my mouth because it don't make sense. And folks look at me because I'm on a soapbox and want to sit there and say that I'm looking at folks, I'm looking at it wrong or whatever they say about me. But you sit up there, y'all tell me, okay? Tell me where, if there is any sense in any of that. Where? Because I don't see it. And until it starts to make sense, you ain't going to convince me. Let it make sense somewhere. Where is it that a 12-year-old is supposed to be beat up by another parent on the football? Where is it making sense that you tell a parent comes out to knock down a 12-year-old, to hold him down, to take his helmet off, to tell his son to beat him up? Where does that make sense? And it's only a game. And then you want to say that this is only supposed to be a game. You're supposed to build sportsmanlike character. This is about team building. This is about understanding winning and losing. Where's all those lessons? Where are they? Where are they? Where are they? Because they're not there. They're not there. All right. That there is that. Okay, those are my four topics that I have for today. But if you want to come on in, now is your time. Chime in, 347-205-9183. 347-205-9183. We're going to go right. I'm going to take your calls in just a few moments. Let me go here and pay a couple of bills. I'll be right back.
Take yourself and your thoughts to the next level with Above Consciousness Clothing. The clothing that not only brings about style and character, but it also raises the bar of consciousness so that we can be a better people, a better community, a better humanity. Whether it is to turn your tickle box over with our whimsical designs or challenge your thoughts and beliefs with our social awareness designs, Above Consciousness Clothing is sure to titillate your spirit, tantalize your senses, and rivet your soul. Welcome to the next evolution of fashion, Above Consciousness Clothing. For more information, please go to our Facebook page at facebook.com/ Above Consciousness Clothing. The dream has become a vision. The vision has become reality. After 12 years of committing to an organization that taught liberation theology, leaving because of having outgrown the teachings of that institution, facing the crossroads of deciding to return to traditional religious teachings or to move forward in the newness of spiritual awareness, the time has come where Detroit native and internet talk show host Big Meech shares with the world what has been placed on his heart. Awakenings, Epiphanies Along a Spiritual Journey, is a collection of blogs that motivates, inspires, and encourages a reader to explore the depths of who they are and stimulate spiritual growth and development. It is designed to stimulate conversation and dialogue as readers share their own experiences of what the offerings in the book mean to them. Whether the reader agrees or disagrees with what it has to offer, Awakenings, Epiphanies Along a Spiritual Journey, the dialogue created and generated from discussions will be a catalyst for introspection, healing, and personal development. For more information or to get your copy, please go to www.facebook.com/awakebigmeech or download your copy to your Kindles, smartphones, or iPads at www.smashwords.com. Awakenings, Epiphanies Along a Spiritual Journey. Are you ready? Are you ready to take the journey? Awakenings, Epiphanies Along a Spiritual Journey. Pharaoh's Treasure Box. Fine art, unique jewelry, and sensational 3D silk floral arrangements. Creations by Taps. For all of your decorative needs, contact Pharaoh's Treasure Box at 248-688-5178 or 5179. Again, that's 248-688-5178 or 5179. Or you can email at pharaohstreasurebox@yahoo.com. That's Pharaoh's Treasure Box, PHAROAHS, Treasure Box, at yahoo.com. To see the collection or to purchase, go to www.buysellcommunity.com/store/Pharaoh's Box. Again, that's www.buysellcommunity.com/store/Pharaoh's Box, and that's PHAROAHZ Box. Pharaoh's Treasure Box of Detroit, Michigan. Fine art, unique jewelry, and sensational 3D silk floral arrangements.
This is Haji Abdul from Above Conscious Clothes and Kissing After Dark. When I want to hit the T straight, no chaser, I go to Big Meech on Blog Talk Radio.
All right, we're back. Oh, yeah, I had to take a breather. Come on and settle my cell phone down. But, yes, I wanted to go over here and see what was happening. And I see either y'all are in agreement with me or y'all are pondering, because I see a lot of you are feeling a lot of you are stirring like I am. So with that, honey, the floor is now yours, honey. 347-205-9183, 347-205-9183. This is the time to let your voice be heard. whatever's on your mind, whatever you got that's poking at you, if you got a soapbox you want to stand upon, bring it. I welcome it. I challenge it. I do all of that, honey. Okay. And then we'll go from there. Now, in the meantime, let me go here because I told these girls, honey, see, did y'all like my opening, the remake of the LaBelle, What Can I Do For You? Don't those girls sing, honey? Those girls sing. And I said that they've become my new sisters, and I want to make sure I introduce you to them once again. So while I'm waiting on you, let me go here. I want you to get an understanding of who they are. So why don't you listen to this song here, You Run Away.
Joke these
Terry Jones, the HT of HTC, honey. Yes, that's off their fourth. No, actually, it's out now. That's off their new CD called Hollywood. Yes, those are my sisters right there, baby. Now, we're going to keep things moving. I have a Dear Meats letter that I want to share with you and get you to weigh in. And then after that, I'm going to do my adieus, honey. Now, see, here's the question, okay? Said you and this brother have been talking for a few months and decided that it's just not meant to be. He then starts kicking it with your BFF. Do you get mad or do you just let it be and move on? Wow. That's a very good question. Very, very good question. There's a couple of dynamics here. The first dynamic is, you said this is your BFF, so this is best friend forever, okay? I know someone who says BFF is his best female friend, how about that? But in any case, whatever BFF is, that means that this person is close to you or is a representative of all that you say that you want in your inner circle. Okay, so if your BFF was there from the beginning of this relationship with you, that means that you went down and they got the ins and the outs, they understand, and, you know, whenever you had a problem, that's who you ran to, and this, that, and the third. That I find to be a bit tacky because, you know, there are unspoken rules between us, you know, and one of the things that we just don't do when you're real close with someone, that's follow behind them like that. Why would you want to date someone that your best friend was just dating? You practically were in the relationship with them already. You know what I'm saying? Now, unless y'all have sat down, you know, like, child, look, this is what's going on. It ain't working for us. You know, and y'all have discussed the possibility that, you know, well, there ain't nothing there between us. We could just be friends. You know, if you want to go through and this, it's that mutual respect thing of that conversation that you have with one another. That way, there's no feeling smush. There's nothing there. There's no shade. There's nothing detected. There's nothing there. And even though this, you know, you discover that you two wasn't going to be together, it was not meant for the two of you, just for the fact that you said your best friend, you know, not just one of the girls that you hang out with or whatever, or one of the children. This is your best friend, the one that got your back. That's just tacky. That's tacky. And I would address it with my BFF 101 and let this child know exactly where I stand. Love you dearly, but that was some tacky shit. Okay? And if there was not that conversation, if y'all didn't have the conversation of, okay, this is what this is, then, yeah, I would address that. Then let it go and move on, because there's nothing else you could do about it. Just express your concern in that, because who's to say that this is not going to happen again? And, see, then did you want to question, is this really your best friend? Or is this just somebody that's just an acquaintance to you or a good associate? Because if they dip it and dab it at you like that, then what else are they looking at behind your back and this, that, and the other? So what it does, it creates an element where trust can be broken. And that's the bottom line, that's what that is. So if you have not had that kind of conversation with your BFF and this has happened, then, yeah, pull that child to the side, because y'all should be able to talk about any and everything. Pull them to the side, let them know how you feel. Let them know, you know, don't bring it around me for a minute. Let me get adjusted to it, because that's another thing. You know, they all up in your face now. You know, COVID, this, that, and the third, blase, yakety. That ain't cool and that ain't cute, especially if you are someone who has, you know, sensitive emotions and carrying on. That ain't cute. So, you know, say your feelings to them. Let them know where you stand, and then let it go and move on, because you did ultimately say that you two were not working out. So, understand that and then press. So that would be my advice. But just let that heifer know that was some tacky shit. Yeah. Those are my feelings. Your thoughts? Call in 347-205-9183. 347-205-9183. All right. Well, listen, y'all know how I get, because when I feel like I'm rambling, that means I'm talking too much. And I see that I have y'all in that state of bewilderment as well. You know, a lot of the stuff that I hit y'all today, you know, this whole Herman Cain thing, yeah, you know. It is what it is. We're going to have to see how all this plays out. The 14-year-old, I think that there was probably the hardest of the thing today. Like I said, I don't think many of y'all are going to like me after that one, because I really think that we need to look at these laws that they have in place that are protecting children. We need to reexamine them, because the children, all of these kids, are not as innocent as we would like for them to be, because most of the stuff is being calculated. And kids nowadays have got real crafty, real that way, and they know what they're doing. They know what they're doing. And I'm talking to you as someone who, when I was 14 and in that situation, I knew exactly what I was doing. And you couldn't tell me otherwise. I knew what I did to get in it. I knew exactly all the tricks to get out of it so I wouldn't get in trouble. I knew that. So, you know, that there's things there that need to be looked at more. I won't say necessarily aggressively, but we need to look at that and not handle this all with kid gloves. And then the other component with that is we have to look at it across the board, because there are some elements of that where perhaps, you know, counseling and mental therapy is needed, because maybe a person is acting out because of some kind of abuse or some kind of something that's been going on. So all of that has to be looked at, all of that, okay? The whole thing with this woman is kidnapping these folks and stealing their SSI money and carrying on. I would love to see where this unfolds, because I need to know what's been going on with the federal government part of this, because I'm sure that these folks have families somewhere that were looking for them. So somebody had to know that the checks were cashed. You know what I'm saying? So what was that? What was all of that? So, you know, we need to look into that. I, when that story begins to unfold more, I will let you guys know what's going on with that. And also the 12-year-olds, the parents on the football field and things, you fight with these damn kids because of the game. And you didn't like how it was called, and you go hold the baby down so that your child could beat the baby. Your ass need to be in jail. You need, somebody need to hold you down with a football helmet on and snatch that fuck off your head and have a whole bunch of parents kick your ass on the field. How about that? That was wrong. That was wrong. That was wrong. And if you don't know how to control your emotions about that, then maybe that needs to be something that you stay away from. And that there goes across the board. If you can't hold your emotions and keep it together, perhaps that may not be the thing you need to do. Ha-ha. Okay? So those are my little, that's my little soapbox for the day. This was another edition of Don't Come Out of a Bag Wednesday. I thank you all for your love and your support. If you love me, tell a friend. If you hate me, tell an enemy. But do know one thing. One way or another, this thing will go forth. Okay? So now, having said all that, you can finish all of your crumpets, honey, because the tea has been dished. And you've been dishing tea, darlings, with Big Meats. Okay? Until next time, baby, I will see you guys next week. Same bat time, same bat channel. Okay? And let me leave you. I'm going to send you out of here with the emotions, honey. This is called life. Ah.